And welcome back to Out of the Woods. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle have a new duo recording out. We played a track a few weeks ago, if you remember. It's called Colvin and Earle. We're going to play the track that leads off the disc. This is Come What May on Out of the Woods.
Wrong. Some Chester line. They told of swinging doors and the jukebox, and he even knew I almost lost my mind. Someone told my story in a song.
Done milking for another day, and then it's back to doggy dreaming. Nice. My goodness, look out the window. Why, Bessie, is that who I think it is? Is that, goodness, look at that. Is that our president? Is that President Obama coming this way?
Dumpty, 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 dump. Hello, I'm calling Pete. You know, I really like your music. Very, very nice. Yeah. And by the way, yeah. I also enjoy Chip Colkert's Out of the Woods.
Oh, so do I. Chip is great. Out of the Woods, wonderful man and wonderful shows. He just plays the best music.
So do I. God bless the United States of America.
Good to see you, President Obama. Come by anytime you'd like. That was wonderful. Bessie, we're done milking, too. Thank you. And, gee, Visit from the president. What can you say?
I was driving home early Sunday morning through Bakersfield, listening to gospel music on the colored radio station, when the preacher said, "You know, you always have the Lord by your side." And I was so pleased to be informed of this that I ran 20 red lights in his arms. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I had an arrangement to meet a girl, and I was kind of late. And I thought that she'd be off with the nearest truck driver she could find. But much to my surprise, there she was, sitting in the corner, a little worse for wear and tear. But she was a girl with faraway eyes. So if you're down on your a girl with faraway eyes, and if you're downright disgusted and life ain't worth a day, get a girl with faraway. Well, the preacher kept right on saying that if I sent $10 to the Church of the Sacred Bleeding Heart of Jesus, located somewhere in downtown Los Angeles, California, that next week they'd say my prayer on the radio. Well, so I did. And the next week, I got a prayer for a girl. Well, you know what kind of eyes she's got. So if you're down on your luck, I know y'all sympathize. Find a girl with fun. And if you're downright disgusted and life ain't worth a dang, find a girl with faraway eyes. So if you're down on your luck, I know y'all a girl with far away eyes.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down. living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black and mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
Oh, yeah. The great Johnny Cash for you here on Out of the Woods. Boy, it's amazing how things have stayed the same. Yeah, just about everything in that song still holds true, I think. Taking that from the collection, The Essential Johnny Cash. We heard some Rolling Stones from the Handsome Family just before that, taking it from the Paint It Black, an alt-country tribute to the Rolling Stones CD, and Far Away Eyes. Great stuff there. Funny little thing from Pinecone Pete, from Pinecone Radio, that he did for me a few years back, and we had the president on there. I had to get that in there again because President Obama won't be the president for much longer, so we had to play that. Might have to play it again before the end of the year at least once, so fun stuff. Jim Lauderdale in there as well, going back a couple of years to his I'm a Song CD, and I Wish You Loved Me. We had Merle Haggard in there, one we lost recently, and Someone Told My Story from the Complete 60s Capitol Singles Collection. And back there a ways, we started you off Steve Earle and Sean Colvin from the Colvin and Earle CD, and Come What May. Well, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkert. So glad to have you along with us. We still got an hour left to the show, so I hope you'll stay with us. If you want to get in touch, this is a pre-recorded show, but you can send me email anytime you like to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. We also have the website out there for you, outofthewoodsradio.com. Come on over there. We have playlists posted there. You can catch up with shows you might have missed. There's links, all kinds of stuff there. And we also have the Facebook. Come on over. All right, folks. Well, we'll be right back after this.